So the question is, are you running your race? You know, some of you aren't even running your race. You're not running your race after your goal. Come on now, every one of you here who have been saved long enough to know what you're here for. I don't mean in this room, what your calling basically is. You know what your gifts are, and that's all you need to do. You're exercising yourself and your gifts, and your race is emerging, and it'll emerge more and more every day. Why did St. Paul, the bishop, speak to Timothy and say, stir up that gift that's in you? Why? Because that's the only way to run the race. Stir that thing up, stir that thing up, stir that thing up, stir that thing up. You have got to continually be stirring up your gift. He says, how do I stir it up? Well, a man's gift will make room for him. Why are you always choosing him over and over and over? You're always using her and you never use me. Because your gift will make room for you. And right now, the only room you occupy is equivalent to the weight when you stand on a scale. It's not your gifting. What is your gifting? What is your ability? What is this race you're in? If you don't know what your race is, my friend, you can't run it. And if you aren't running it, how can you run it with patience? You know why some of you are so messed up? Because you think your race is all about your continuing city. Well, I got to get me a career, and I got to get me some money, and I got to get me a house, I got to get me a wife, I got to get me some children, I got to get me a future. All of that, my friend, is in a state of transition and movement. It's not what the race is about. It's good and it's a blessing. But the Bible says, and every time I look at it, God is committed to adding those things to you. He says, you seek first the kingdom of God and he'll add these things to you. It's God's job to add these things. It's your job to run your race with patience. And if you don't know what your race is yet, you'd better repent on your face and say, my God, what have I done? So you're going to have to be patient on this race. Now, this is a big thing. Hear this, please. You're going to have to be patient with yourself, first of all. When I run this race, I have to be patient with me because I really get to me. I really upset me. I have to learn to be patient with me, with life, with the race, with everyone involved in my race. I've got to be patient because I want to finish this race, not trip up on some obstacle on the way.